God damn, that's taking a while. Hey, we're live. Hey, folks, thanks for coming in at the Banff Podcast. Today is the first in a series that we call Lunchtime Beat-em-ups, which are short, focused, no BS to actual plays. And to set the tone for this particular session, let me play this. And that's enough of that. Okay. Today, we are playing the game Valor Knights from our friends at Bloat Game Studios. And I'll show you a picture of this beautiful little book. They did it for Zine Quest on Kickstarter. And it's not the Transformers. You're just playing completely independently conceived robots who also are vehicles. So don't call it the Transformers role-playing game because it's not. It's very, very distinct. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
All right, cool. And let us talk about who we are playing today.
You're playing Valor Knights. Very exciting.
Valor Knights, who are the Autobots in this setting. And let me get our... Okay. Let's look at our cast of characters for today. And share screen, application window, image viewer. Ade Smith is playing Wheeljack.
Yeah.
We're not infringing on anyone's copyright. This is an independent Wheeljack. We came up all by ourselves. He just happens to look exactly like a Transformers character. So this is a scout you will meet later in it called Beta Tracker. Oh, this is Walt's guy who's called Flyer. That's his robot form. This is his vehicle form. It's a Special Forces light armored vehicle. And, oh, that's the map for later in the adventure. This is the vehicle mode for the guy I'm playing, who's Mega Hitch. He's a 1969 Chevrolet tow truck. So.
Now, does he talk like Larry the Cable Guy?
I've been debating that. That's a character choice I'm still wrestling with because it's so easy just to go with that catchphrase and stick with it. And mainly, I created this guy because the party might need a healer because we don't have one. So he's like the GMPC who's that, you know, cleric of Baylor who just hangs out in the background. All right. Here is Nitro Strike. This is who Alice Peng is playing. She is a Minicon. Bright yellow Mini Cooper with a spoiler, who is also a hacker and carries around spray paint for no good reason.
Thank you, Jacob. Beep, beep.
Yep, this was Jacob Blackman's idea. This is one of the bad guys you might fight if you're unlucky. Oh, and this is his vehicle mode. It's a Russian T-90 MS main battle tank. That's his vehicle mode. And let's see, who else we got in here? Oh, that's another bad guy you might face. That's a bad guy you might face if things go really well and I have to stall for time.
I love the kiss boots.
The kiss boots make it all. That's a guy I'm pretty sure you're going to see. Oh, and this is Victor Alpha. His vehicle form is an Oshkosh Airport Fire Rescue Striker vehicle. And he is the leader of your chapter of
Valor Knights.
Valor Knights, thank you. I'm Valor Lords, but it's
no Chaos, right. Lords are the bad guys.
Chaos Lords are the bad
yes,
guys.
Yes, there absolutely has to be a taco truck.
The lunch truck. I just saw that.
That's coming up in a later scene. Yeah.
Was that supposed to be Jacob's character?
Jacob is super busy. I didn't say he's cooking meth, but I also didn't say he wasn't cooking meth. Jacob's too busy to join us today.
He's so. not cooking meth then. Not cooking.
I couldn't say. I just couldn't say. He didn't tell me he wasn't cooking mess.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Maybe we need to assume. I don't know. All right. I'm going into my radio voice. A world as we know it has been forever transformed. Thousands of light years away on a dying planet of Tectrillion, a civil war raged between the Valor Knights, the champions of good, and the Chaos Lords, bringers of terror and destruction. The Valor Knights and Chaos Lords are both members of the race of sentient, morphing robot vehicles called Shifters. They're capable of high intellectual thoughts and complex emotions, like humans. Those emotions are what led to their civil war. In a last-ditch effort to re-energize their severely depleted planet of the precious electricity it requires to survive, a small tactical team of Valor Knights were dispatched to journey to the planet Earth and seek help. However, Unknown to the Valor Knights, a squad of Chaos Lords have snuck on board the Valor Knights spacecraft, and once in flight, spring a trap, with the ensuing battle causing the craft to crash land on Earth in rural Nevada, USA. When the Valor Knights come to after the crash, the Chaos Lords are nowhere to be found. And so begins the Electric Cube War. Dot, dot, dot.
I love your use of punctuation.
At least you didn't say ellipses after it said.
Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh.
Wah-ha-ha-ha. Spelled.
All right. So I shouldn't have stopped sharing because there's a couple rules I want to call up before we get started. And I stopped sharing because I was so happy to be done doing the introduction. But, all right. What's the base mechanic? Base mechanic is you roll you roll 1d20 and 1d6 simultaneously. At any modifiers you need to the d20 roll for a total versus the target difficulty check, which I'll give you. If you meet or beat, you succeed. On the d6, ignore everything that's not a 1 or a 6. On a roll of 1, you add a hindrance. On a roll of 6, add a benefit. A hindrance adds to the additional challenge or difficulty. A benefit adds an additional convenience. And they leave it up to you to say what that might be. So now there are situations where you can be rolling at an advantage or disadvantage. And this is relevant to Alice, especially because she's playing a minicon. Minicons have an ability that is called hard target, which means they're tiny, they're hard to hit. So whenever someone tries to hit a minicon, they're rolling at disadvantage, which means they roll 2d20s and 2d6 simultaneously, picking the lowest results from both. So keep that in mind when someone's trying to shoot you later in the game, because that'll be important. And that's pretty much what I've got. Does anyone have any questions before we get started?
Sounds straightforward to me.
Okay. Let me just share another document real fast so we can look at a stat block. This is a bad guy you'll be fighting later called Lightning Thrasher. He's an Apache helicopter. On your sheets, you're going to see an evade score. This is the target number to hit him. So let's say you're trying to shoot Lightning Thrasher. You got to roll 12 or better on your d20. Luck.
With no modifiers?
No, with my with modifiers. Go ahead.
I was just trying to, what would our modifiers be in theory?
There aren't a whole lot of them I can think of. Okay. There weren't many mentioned in
Does
there.
Does strength work?
For melee attacks, it might. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't add your dex and strength score, do you?
Yeah, that would make sense. Or if you're trying to attack with a ranged, like Aid says, it's this guy here, he should have a +3. So it would be d20 +3 against, if you're shooting another warrior with an evade of 12, like say either Aid's or Walt's character, he'd have that advantage. Awesome. So yeah, there's that.
I didn't get a chance to finish reading that document. Sorry.
It's all good. If you take a turn, you can generate an ion shield, which gives you -1 damage from attacks and +1 armor, which is sort of like, takes off 2 points of damage until your armor is depleted. Aid and Walt, you have double attack. If you have a successful attack once per combat, you can do the exact same attack at the same time. Plasma weapon, if you're using it, you have +2 to your attack damage. And okay, I think we should get started.
Okay. Beep beep.
Beep, beep. All right, once again, Aid is Wheeljack, Walt is Flyer, and Alice is Nitro Strike. So let's pull up the map of where we are. And this will work just fine. All right, you guys are hanging out at the Valor Knights Clubhouse doing Valor Knights things. Maybe playing Pokemon, whatever, Valor Knights. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're definitely playing Pokemon Go.
We're playing the Pokemon card game.
Yeah,
Pokemon
there you go.
Card game.
Okay.
Nice dexterity practice.
Fair enough. And let's say that's maybe somewhere over here in the suburbs. You guys are kicking it, you got a place in the burbs. And all of a sudden, Victor Alpha, the type of Victor Alpha, I did. Yes. He comes over the radio and says, "Attention, Valor Knights, we need your attention. We need your presence at the zoo. There appears to be a Velocicon incursion there, and several administration staff are being held hostage. Please intervene immediately." So what do you guys do?
Let's we roll. Can't say that. That might be trademark. let's go Heinlein on this. Let's get on the bounce.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, cool. So you guys head over to the zoo, and when you get there, you find a team of Chaos Lords has taken several. Okay, like Victor Alpha said, as you get closer, you see there's a bunch of chaos in the parking lot. People are running. People are screaming. And there's a couple of security guards kind of warily keeping a distance from the administration building at the front of the zoo, where there are at least two robotic velociraptors kind of walking a perimeter.
Okay.
You know, there's the one you see and the ones you don't. Should we send our little mini-con on a mini-recon?
I was actually just about to pull out my laptop for that. So, I'm going to pull out my laptop, and I'm going to, first off, hack into the security system here at the zoo and see if any cameras pick up any others elsewhere.
Oh, look at you being smart. I like that. Okay. Give me an intelligence check. And sure. What's going to be the difficulty on that? Let me find a good difficulty.
13 is what I got. And two is on, and the D6 was a 2.
The D6 was a 2, so we can just discard that. One second. All right, I'm going to say it was pretty easy because you're an advanced alien robot, and chances are good that you know what you're doing.
The tech is alien. It is ancient tech to me. Easy.
Yeah, this should not be a problem at all. What do you see when you scan around the security system? All right, the two velociraptors patrolling the perimeter of the administration building are, in fact, the only two. There are two more inside in a break room area guarding 5 to 6 zoo employees. Okay. Doesn't seem to be anyone else in that building. There's at least one more Chaos Lord rampaging around the zoo, ripping off enclosure doors.
Apparently stealing candy from babies.
Stealing candy from babies and tearing tags off mattresses. And
they appear to be looking for something.
Not observing social distancing protocol at all. A polar bear is loose and pawing at the locked doors of the Snake Pavilion.
Okay.
He's probably loose because of that Chaos Lord who's rampaging through the zoo, ripping off enclosure doors. And there's a loose rhino who is being egged on by a mini-con you recognize as Sonic Assault. He is a Dodge Neon with a lime green spoiler. And he has him in the food court, egging him on to attack some poor old guy who is hanging out in the food court.
My arch nemesis, Sonic what?
Sonic Blast.
That's how little I care about my arch nemesis. I don't remember his last name. Sonic Blast. Arch nemesis.
Can you guys see this? The Volkswaffel truck here?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
You? Okay.
Yeah, you need to share.
All right. I thought I was sharing. You guys didn't see a Velociraptor picture either?
Earlier, just not now. Ah, there we go.
Yeah, poor Frank was manning. Huh? So poor Frank was manning the Volkswagen truck today, and now he's being assaulted by this confused rhino who's being shouted at by a Chaos Lord. So there's a lot of problems at the zoo right now.
So we have the two velociraptors up front on patrol of the perimeter, and then past them is the rhino with poor Frank being egged on by the minicon Sonic.
There's a polar bear trying to get into a snake enclosure. And there's a random Chaos Lord just running around the zoo opening up enclosures, probably letting out more polar bears or maybe gorillas. Or
I think he's looking for something. So
perhaps marmosets are next.
It does sound like he's looking for something.
Maybe tapirs.
So, Aid, what do you want to tackle?
Well,
you might have to split up.
First question is – I take it we are 20-foot tall giant robots when we turn to robot form and not human-sized robots when we turn to robot form.
That is accurate, yes, except for
Nitro Strike, yes,
who is roughly human size.
Okay, that's almost describes Alice anyway, so that's sorry about that. It was too easy.
Oh my god, that was perfect.
So and the raptors are large giant 20-foot raptors or proper normal size 6-foot tall raptors?
They're also minicons, so they're roughly human sized.
Okay, we can give them a good kick in then. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And in case anyone out there wants to be pedantic, we know, understand velociraptors are approximately the size of turkeys. These are actually Utah raptors. Robots. They're robots.
These are robots, so therefore they can be enlarged.
And that's the science we're working with here today, people. Mm-hmm. All right. At this point, a metallic voice crackles over the public address system for the administration building. And it says that we have a list of demands. We require to speak to leadership immediately. Get us a helicopter. And we want $500,000 in unmarked bills. And he goes on to list a number of other things that are impractical and probably not going to get.
Strawberry shake.
Perhaps the police are starting to filter into the parking lot, but they haven't really set up a control post yet. So what do you guys want to do? Hey, let's roll for initiative. Everyone roll dexterity. Let me know what you get.
Sure thing.
That's D6 and D20, right?
Yep.
You can just roll D20 since it's just for initiative.
I rolled an 8 on my D20 and a 6 on my D6.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what bonus to give you here for initiative.
No problem.
If you think of one, we can do that.
Okay, we'll worry about it later.
Initiative 1d6 plus your dex score.
Oh, shit. Okay, I missed that. Sorry.
I rolled a 6.
What's your dex score?
1. So, yeah, so I got a 7. I had a dex. Okay. Woohoo.
I got a 9.
9 for Walt. And what do you have, Aid?
5 for myself.
5. All right. So we go. Walt, Alice, and Aid. So, okay. What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to go Optimus Prime Time and drive through the center of the gates directly at the raptors, trying to hit one dead on and skid into the other one using that dual attack.
All right. So
that way I can make my way to Rhino.
You're doing a melee attack against one of them. Okay, that works. So you're going to roll... For melee attack, I believe it's strength. Mm-hmm. D20. The evade score on the Velociraptor is 10. So.
I just rolled. And if you can see that. Oh, crap. There it is. Wait, there. Cat. Right there.
So that's a cat. That's not dice.
I got a 16 and a 2. So the 2 we disregard. The 16 plus my 1 of strength is a 17.
Yep. So, so you definitely hit him. Why don't you tell me, let's see, you roll a 1d10 for your damage. So,
yeah, I love my damage. Mm-hmm. I got to find 1d10. There we go. All right. And I got a cat and a 10.
All right. So first one's down to 6. He makes a croaking, sad, metallic sound as you crush him under your wheels. And since you had a successful attack and we're still in, you know, in the same combat, you can do your double attack. So you can hit his buddy if you want to as well. So
I would like to do that.
All right. Same roll you just made. Strength against target attack.
Oh, no. So good the first time. So what that way? So bad the last time. I got that one.
You can spend a luck point right now. Oh, wait. Did you get a 1 on a D6?
No, I got a 6 on the D6. So I have a failure and a success. But the 1 is an automatic failure. So...
Okay, do you want to spend a luck point to reroll before we...
I would absolutely love to spend a luck point to reroll.
Then that knock one off your sheet, and let's do that.
All right, so now this time, 19 and a 4.
All right, you got him. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so now roll the 1d10 again, and I got an 8.
Okay, so 1's a 6, 1's at 8. And they make horrible, staticky, chattering noises as they struggle free from under your large...
And I'm going to continue on to start heading for the rhino.
Okay, cool. That works. Alice, you're up next. What do you do?
Okay. So am I able to hack these dinosaurs?
I never considered that would even be possible.
You know, if they're the flunkies, I'm wondering if I can, because if I can hack one of them, I have a plan. If not, I have another plan. I'll do something else. Oh, and Walt, I've decided that your cat just simply wants to play with us. And while we're transforming into cars, your cat transforming to dice.
He's such a punk. I don't know what his problem is today.
Hello?
Yeah, that's him. Little bastard. All right. Are you hacking?
Waiting on Mike to answer.
Give me a second here.
Sure. I'm sorry. I asked the hard questions.
No, it's okay. I just I literally hadn't thought about that.
Funny enough, as soon as you said you were a hacker, that's the first thing I thought of.
Yep. They seem like the flunkies instead of the, you know, actual bots like us, so.
Well, I mean, they have a robot form like you. They could theoretically change into you know, human form and, you know, play Pokemon with you. But all right. Let me find where the difficulty numbers are in this. I should have written them down. Sorry.
Have fun.
I'm going to say you can do it on a very difficult target. Okay. Here we go. All right. Something else to remember. Easy is 10. Medium is 15. Difficult is 20. Near impossible is 25. Since we're basically making up an ability we've never used before, this is kind of like casting a control other spell in D&D. I'll say you can do it if you can roll a 20.
Okay. So you're targeting 20?
Sorry. All the modifiers, yeah, just a total of 20, and that's your difficulty number. So.
Okay. I didn't.
What'd you get?
I got a 9 and a 3. 9 on the D20, 3 on the D6.
Okay. Once again, you can spend luck if you want to reroll.
No, I don't want to bother rerolling this. I just think that they're going to be out of my reach. So do I have any other actions this round, or am I done for the round? I'm good with being done with the round if I need to.
I think it's usually move and attack. I would let you try one more hacking, or you could take an action. Let's see.
My next action would be an attack.
Yeah. On your turn, you can take two actions: move closer, attack, make a core mechanic roll, special ability, use a character special ability.
Okay. So yeah, I've done my attack action basically for the round, and I'm gonna move. I'm going to move to the so that I'm in one of the blind spots.
That was a core mechanic roll. You can still attack.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm going to attack the eyes of the dinosaurs with my spray paint bottle and blind them.
Okay, fair enough. The evade score on them is 10, so that's what you have to hit.
Okay, I rolled a 16 on that one and a 4 on my D6.
Okay, and what's your damage?
I do a D4 damage, but okay. my core intention is to blind them, you know, so that they can't see, because now they've got black spray paint all over their eye lenses.
That's perfect.
I rolled a 4 on my D4.
Okay, I'll take that as damage, and I will say one of them is now blinded.
Awesome.
And for what it's worth, you previously took control of the zoo security system. You could really do whatever you wanted to there in terms of locking doors, opening doors, turning off lights, turning on lights, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my God, that would be hysterical. The what do you call it? The bad guy that's running around opening cages. He undoes a lock. You relock it.
Yep, that's actually what I was just about to say. Since I am maintaining access to it, I'm going to be relocking everything he tries to unlock.
Next turn.
Sounds great. Next turn it is.
Up to you, buddy.
Okay, the guy that is blinded, I am going to hit with my plasma weapon.
Okay, he is down to 2 hit points, and his evade score is 10, so that's your target.
Biscuits. No, 3.
You want to spend luck and reroll?
I've got 3, might as well. Everyone else seems to be doing what the cool kids are doing. That's 15. That's the hit this time.
All right, so he is now blind and down. So,
okay. All right.
Since you had a successful attack, do you want to do double attack and hit his buddy, who's there at 8 hit points?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, cool.
Okay. A 20 and a 2, so that's a hit. Plasma weapon does 1d10 plus 2, so that's 4 damage to him.
Hang on. You rolled a 2 plus 2, so you did 4, so he's down to 4 now. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, cool. And a 20 is always a success. Does that add something else to it, too? You know what? Let's just keep rolling. Sounds good. And now it's the bad guy's turn.
Cool.
And there's one still functional bad guy in front of you. Who's closer right now, Aid or Nitro Strike? Wheeljack or Nitro Strike?
I hit both. So
all right.
if the guy didn't go down, then I would probably be hit. I would hit him first because I hit the blind guy first. So
okay, well, what is your evade score, Aid?
My evade score is a 12, unless I'm very much mistaken. Let me double check. It's a 12.
This guy who's half dead just hit you.
Okay.
And he does 4 damage.
Did he hit him like an overgrown turkey?
16.
Yep. Now you have armor points, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you reduce the damage by the number of your armor points.
Okay, I have an armor point of 4, so that would be 0.
Sounds like he just scratched your paint job.
That bastard.
Which is not good. Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to look that good.
Okay, so on the good, that's the only bad guy who can actually take action. Sonic Blast is back in the food court, still egging on the rhino who's attacking Volkswaffle. the dark painted Chaos Lord, who's in robot form, running around opening up cages, is still opening up cages. And the two Velociraptor bots who are inside the administration building saw you take out their friends and are now screeching threats and obscenities off of the public address system as a few more cops show up in the parking lot.
Oh my God! The tabloids are going to have a field day with this.
Well, yeah, probably. All right. So, what do you guys do next?
Is it next round?
It's next round.
I'm going to continue over to the Volkswaffle and Volkswaffle. Try and get the rhino to follow me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just draw, like, here's the rhino. I'm just going to go right up to its butt and just bump it. And if you're it doesn't turn around, I'm going to continue, like, poking somebody in the shoulder repeatedly.
Okay. Are you trying to antagonize the rhino?
To come to me and not hit the Volkswaffle guy.
Okay. So Sonic Blast, who is there, starts screaming at you. Usual, you know, bad guy flunky abuse and insults. And he doesn't like what you're doing to his rhino at all. But yeah, let's see. What would be a fair roll to distract a rampaging rhino? I'd say that's probably going to be a charisma roll with a difficulty of 10.
With a difficulty of 10. And we got a 12. And all right. just a wash on the D6.
All right, that's cool. The rhino is now all about attacking Flyer now and doesn't care about Waffles anymore at all. And Sonic Blaster is looking at you with a frustrated gleam in his eyes. He draws his blaster. So that's
bring
probably
a cupcake.
Yeah. All right, that is Walt's turn. Alice, you're next.
Okay. So something I was thinking about, a lot of zoos have electrified fencing in cages because that allows them to, and they often have gauges on how powerful it can be. So for the guy that's opening, for the bot that keeps opening cages and such, looking for something, I am going to turn on the electrocution on the next one that he is opening, and I'm going to crank it as high as I can to short him out.
That is an interesting possibility I had not considered when I was preparing this adventure. We already established you're a super smart robot who can control the security system. The idea of rerouting more power to electrified doors seems to be in genre. Mm-hmm. All right. What did we say the difficulties were? 10, 15 is moderate,
10,
15,
20. Right? 20. Yeah, 10, 15, 20.
And 25 is nigh impossible. All right. Give me 15 to divert enough power there to make the door give him an attack, basically.
16 and a 6 on my D6.
Ooh. Oh,
shit. Okay.
I get to see what a 6 does.
Well, what's an appropriate benefit here, Alice? Because they said to determine that with your players, so.
Okay. Let's see. I would say that it shorts out one of his systems.
Okay.
Or causes him to break dance.
Well, what does he look like? Let's see what he looks like. Maybe breakdancing would be fun to watch.
Let me see if I got a picture of him handy.
Okay.
I don't, because I couldn't get that to save. He's a hearse.
Oh, he's a hearse.
He's one of the rare vehicle form Chaos Lords. He's a land vehicle forms. He's a 1985 Cadillac hearse. And his name's Tombstone. And
Or at least it was until Alice got a hold of him.
Yeah. Yep. He's got 24 hit dice. Okay. I tell you what. Why don't we treat this as an attack from...
like a stun or something?
Yeah, like a stun.
Okay. Why don't we say he's stunned for one round?
Okay. Gives my two warriors time to go get him.
Yeah. Let's just fast forward up to... when it's his next turn, he reaches for the cage door on the Gibbons paddock, and he's knocked back 6 feet and falls over with smoke trailing gracefully out of his nostrils.
Awesome.
Okay. I love that he has nostrils.
And since he's a hearse, you know, the flowers inside the hearse are flying out everywhere, petals flowing through the sky.
On fire.
On fire.
You just couldn't let me be the poetic one, could you, Alice? You had to warm up him with the flower petals. Is that what's... no, it's fine. All right, cool. That was your turn. Aid, now it's your turn.
Get okay, a wheel so jack.
I still have one guy next to me.
You got one guy next to you, and there's two more inside there with a handful of terrified zoo administrators at their mercy.
Okay, I will just use my attack again. Oh, crap. Okay, right. So I've got 13 enough, which is, I believe, enough to hit him. But yep, then I've got the one on the D6.
One on the D6. Okay. Yep. You can hit him. What's an appropriate... there's a 1985 Cadillac hearse for anyone who cares. What is an appropriate disadvantage to get from this? What do you guys think?
I've the weapon stocks function. I drop the weapon. That would be the classic D&D failure on a one thing.
Or step in monkey poop.
Full prone, yeah. Over swing, fall over.
We could just say you get a negative one on your damage. What do you guys think?
There you That's go. Fine. I like that right, a little better.
Cool. Go ahead and roll damage, and you're attacking the guy who was already down.
Roll a 7, so it'll be a 6.
And he's still down because he was at 4. So now there are two angry Velocibots left inside the administration building who've just seen you take out two of their buddies after running over them. And they're talking about executing hostages now, and the police in the parking lot are looking at you, looking at the building, looking at you, looking at the building, starting to get kind of worried. And that's where we're at. Now the bad guys go. What are the bad guys doing? Well, Tombstone is smoking over there. Oh, Sonic. Sonic. I forgot about Sonic. How could I forget about Sonic? All right.
Is he still angry with me?
Well, he's always angry at someone.
You stole his girlfriend, so you know.
Yeah, the rhino.
Yeah. It's just your turn now, buddy. All right, Sonic, who's a Dodge Neon, tricked out with a large spoiler on the back.
Neon green.
Yep. What's your evade score?
12.
Okay. And if he hits you, he's doing a trivial amount, but let's not dwell on that right now. Okay, reset the Wizards of the Coast die roller. D6 rolls a 6.
I have a 4 AP, 5 with a shield. So I'll take a point.
Well, here's my conundrum, and maybe you guys can help me with this.
Hit
collaborative role playing. My D20 rolled a 1, which is always a critical failure. My D6, I rolled a 6, which gives a benefit. So it's a failure with a success. How should we do this?
I would say put him in. Did he fail on his attack roll?
D20 rolled a natural 1. D6 rolled a natural 6.
What did he attack with?
He was drawing his plasma blaster when last we saw him.
I would say if he failed but had a benefit, he doesn't succeed with damaging, but yet he gets a benefit to his armor later, as like he ends up in a like behind something or
he provided behind cover fire, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do. His blaster pistol misfires and explodes in his hand, but explodes in such a way that it actually wraps some of the metal around his torso. So he will now have 4 armor points instead of 2. How about that?
Hey, right on.
All right, that's his. Tombstone, we said, was incapacitated, but he's starting to come to. And
two other Velociraptors.
Two other Velociraptors.
A polar bear, a rhino, and a buttload of monkeys.
I didn't say monkeys, but I'm good with that. I was going to say penguins, but I'm okay with monkeys. I can work with that. All right. So the velociraptors inside are spending their turn storming out. Hey, there's a cat. And they're heading right towards Wheeljack and Nitro Strike. And since they had to come all the way from the break room, that's pretty much that's pretty much their turn. So now it's back to you guys. Walt, you're first.
All right. So we got the... we got the rhino and the two.
Currently, you're in the food court next to a very grateful driver of the Volkswaffel. One very angry Sonic Blast, who now has more armor than before thanks to his exploding gun. And a rhino who's cheesed off at you. That's your immediate situation. Now you can drive. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, please.
You can go somewhere else if you want to. You're fast enough to get away from the rhino, but that's where you're at.
I want to antagonize the rhino as I back up so that he charges and then veer out of the way in time for him to hit Sonic Noise Boom guy.
All right. So let's call that a dexterity maneuver. How about that?
I love dexterity maneuvers.
How about we say that's a moderate difficulty? So 15? 15 was moderate, right?
I got an 18 and a 6. So... Yeah, I love when this happens.
No, I don't think you would lie about dice, Walt. I believe you.
I can't get my dice to show with my camera length. Like, I can show my dice, but apparently nobody can ever read them.
I can't read them.
You see, I'm like, it's over there.
All right, Walt. I was going to describe this in glorious narrative terms, but then it occurred to me it'd be more fun if you did. So why don't you describe this stunning success that takes out your opponent?
All right. So then the the front bumper of the Flyer Light Special Forces vehicle tags the back of the rhino, and as he's antagonizing the waffle guy, he gets bumped again. The thing whirls around, and of course. If you've ever been in a military vehicle, the most anticlimactic thing ever is the horn. Because even in these massive, giant MRAPs, like mine-resistant vehicles, you hit the horn, it's like, neep, neep. You know, it's like a horn that should be on Alice's. So I hit it with the little, the clown car horn.
Car horns are much louder than that.
Well, no, this would probably be like, because it's the government with the lowest bidder, and we can't put a horn on there.
More like a clown nose is what I've always imagined them to be.
So of course, the rhino is so disappointed that this horn was not more epic. It charges me, and at the last second, I veer out of the way. The rhino crashes into Sonic Fury Boom Noise Guy,
attack,
flipping him over the polar bear enclosure, which he then lands in a puddle of he lands into what should be the watery thing, like they have those like water park versions for the polar bears, but instead that guy had the day off, so he didn't fill it enough, so he just slams hard into the
Was Sonic Assault. I got his name wrong, but yep. All right, since you rolled a 6 and the guy was already down, that's how that plays out in epic, dramatic fashion.
I love epic dramatic fashion.
It is back to Alice first and then Walt, Aide. Wheeljack, who's in the parking lot, and two Velociraptor bots are advancing on you, and there's a bunch of worried police behind you who aren't quite sure what to make of the scene, but they do say angry Velociraptor robots, so they might do something funny here in a little bit. So what do you guys want to do?
So can you describe the scene inside the administration building with the hostages, please?
The Velociraptor robots have left and everyone is relieved. They're crying, they're laughing, they're hugging each other, they're locking the doors and barricading them with snack machines.
Okay, cool. That sounds good. So at that point, I am going to redirect my efforts back to, which one is Aide heading towards?
We hadn't determined.
The two I thought went down, didn't they? And then this is
checking the cameras on where Aide's going.
You and Aide are in physical proximity to each other in the parking lot.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're hacking from your laptop, standing in the parking lot.
I'm going to send one or the other one.
Okay, so I'm going to send aid to go deal with the hearse.
The horse.
So Wheeljack, go get the hearse. I've got you covered, and I will basically make sure that he has the best route possible to get there. That at the moment seems good to me. Where is the little? Where is the Sonic Blaster?
He is unconscious at zero hit points, lying in the bottom of the polar bear enclosure.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna back aid up on the hearse. So, sounds good to me.
Okay, what are we doing about the two Velociraptor bots who are running towards you?
Oh, sorry, I thought those were gone. I apologize.
Okay, there were four total. Aid took out two. There's two left advancing angrily towards you.
Sure, advancing angrily towards me. I am going to. So you were in a parking lot. I know. I am going to hack into a bunch of local cars and access their alarm systems. And I am going to start basically revving them and trying to create a bunch of distraction and moving the cars to create an obstacle course for those guys to trip on it on their way over to us.
Once again, this is a situation I hadn't anticipated when I came up with this
Mike's like, I'm never running for llama again.
No, it's interesting. I mean, it's not just, okay, you roll, you hit, you roll, you hit. We're doing things a little more colorfully between with all everything you guys have. It's just, you are the most colorful out of our players. Difficulty 10, intelligence roll.
Okie dokie. Definitely got the 10. I got a 13.
Okay, what about the D6?
That's a 4.
Okay, that's fine. You successfully create a maze of a ever-shifting labyrinth of moving cars that distracts and hinders
Velociraptors
from coming to you. And the police behind you are also hindered from either attacking the Velociraptors or getting to you to ask what the F is going on. So that's where you're at. You can take one more action this round if you choose to, or you can just let Aid go.
I'm going to let Aid go.
All right.
And I'm going to make sure that when I'm doing that, you know, to give Aid a good path.
All right, cool. Aid, it's you.
Okay, so Hearse Guy is still stunned. Is he, or is he up now?
Oh, sorry. He's up and moving, yes.
He's up and moving. Okay, I will just do a vehicle slam. Transform to a vehicle, and then drive up to him, and then transform to a robot and smash into him as I do so.
All right, sounds good. Let me pull up this guy real fast. His evade score as a hearse is 12. So that is your target on a strength roll. So roll d20, add your strength bonus.
Now, that all sounded very good until I actually rolled the dice and I actually got a 1. So I'm just going to go spiral straight past him into the nearest building.
Okay, you do have luck points. You could reroll, spend one reroll if you want.
I will keep it for now. I'll keep that for now.
We're not going to be playing for much longer.
Okay, then I'll use it. Okay. Okay. 15. That's a hit then.
All right, the hearse. Get the hearse.
And nothing.
All right. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Damage wise, D10 damage is a 10.
D10 damage is a 10. He has 4 armor points, so that's down to a 6 off of 24, so he's down to 18 now.
Okay.
So that was a good solid hit. And, you know, we forgot about somebody, guys.
Oh, who?
Do you know who we forgot about?
The polar bear.
Well, the polar bear is still trying to get into the enclosure, that's for sure. But there was another shifter, not transformer, but shifter was with you this entire time. And we forgot all about him. Remember who that was?
Oh, yeah. The truck.
Oh,
The tow truck.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, I did too. There he is, Mega Hitch.
I love the name, Mega Hitch.
And that's so one of our side, right?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
He is the priest of Baylor, who's just hanging out in back waiting for you guys to get killed by kobolds. So, yeah.
He should go up and he should tow one of the cars that I've activated and, you know, put into neutral, and then he should swing it at the Velociraptors.
I was just going to shoot him.
Okay, shoot him.
So, you know, he's more of a hands-off kind of, well, he's a hands-on kind of guy because he's a tow truck. So he might, you know what, I'm going to do a variation on your plan. He's going to roll up in tow truck mode and try to trip one with his tow hitch. So I'll call that a dexterity. Their evade is 10. He is rolling a d20. Gets an 18. Rolls a d6. Oh, shit, I got a 6. Okay. What's an appropriate benefit for this?
Lift him in the air, of course.
The car flies through the air and beheads one of the velociraptors if he killed it.
Is everybody cool with that?
All good.
Okay, it seems like a bit much for just a benefit, but these are, you know what?
I'm saying, you know, if it killed it also. So
I'll say one of them is at 10 HP and pinned under a smart car. That way it's not unbelievable they went flying through the air. All right,
under a smart car?
Under a smart car. So they'll probably get up and around because it's a smart car.
Can you get pinned under a smart car?
It's humiliating, but you can be done. You don't feel good about yourself, but, you know, I'm sure it's happened.
Definitely not.
Okay. That's everybody. Now it's the bad guy's turn. Let's see. Walt, you are facing down a rhino who is still agitated. So he's going to make a run at you. And what's your evade? 12?
My evade is 12.
Okay. Hang on. Let me reset. Roll on d20. Ah, well, okay. You're very safe.
I love being very safe.
Yeah, the rhino is angry, but you've got some distance on him, so you can sidestep that charge. So you're fine. Aid, you are engaged. No, wait. Let's see. There is two velociraptors back in the parking lot. And so let's see what they're going to be doing. One of them takes this entire turn to struggle out from underneath the smart car. Let's take a turn. And the other one, he's going to be able to get to Alice this turn because it took him a whole turn to get through the maze. So
that's fine.
Damn it.
Alice, what is your evade?
10.
10. Okay. And we're rolling a d20 plus 6. And d20. God damn. You are also very safe.
Okay. I go between his legs as he's coming down at me, and I'm about to drive up his back. So that we're cool.
Yeah, I rolled a 4 on both dice. So he was too flummoxed by all the distractions to make an effective attack. So
plus I'm tiny, so they get disadvantage on me.
I hadn't thought of it. You're supposed to be rolling this.
Good point. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned
I'm it. I'm a mini bot. Beep beep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you said both 4s, so I figured that meant both d20s were 4s.
Fair enough. That would be the lowest I'm guessing. Aid, so Tombstone is back in a bot mode, and he's drawing his blaster and taking a shot at you. Okay. What is your evade? Is it
12?
Yeah. All right. I should remember that by now. Okay. And same roll as last time, d20 and d6. God, mother... You're safe, Aid. You're very safe.
Okay. Good.
Here's the thing, though. I have
this critical. Never happens.
I rolled my second 1 on an attack roll in the last 3 turns. So his you know, the Chaos Lords want the lowest bidder on their blasters, and there's just no way around that. So his blaster's also non-functional, so he tosses it down, and he is striding towards you in an angry manner. So that'll be happening next turn.
Okay.
And we're back around. Walt, you and a rhino. You want to hug it out?
There are 2 velociraptors still, right? Or just 1?
There are 2. 1 is half hit points, but just struggled out from underneath the car, and the second just missed Alice. And so he'll be,
Okay.
And a whole lot of confused cops.
I couldn't really find how long does it take to shift shape? Or shift form?
I'm going to rule it's one of the, you can take 2 actions in a turn. So it's one of those actions. So,
all right, I'm going to shift form, like drive straight at the rhino, shift form, do a slide, and then do a monkey flip to the rhino and try and throw him at one of the velociraptors. Yes. You know, you want to let me do it.
I do. All right. I'm going to make that a moderate difficulty dexterity move.
Moderate, so I need a 15 minimum.
Yep, 15 minimum.
All right. Here we go. Dexterity is 3, so I got a 17 and a 3.
So you're throwing this poor helpless rhino at a couple of angry robots?
Yes.
What is your damage dice, Walt?
1d10.
So that rhino does 1d10.
It should.
It's a rules light system. So since you attacked the rhino successfully, now you're attacking those guys successfully. Their evade is 10, so make me a dexterity roll against difficulty of 10 to see if you can hit them. But wait, there are many counts.
One for each? Or just one roll total?
Let's do one roll for each. If the first roll is successful, you get a second roll. But since there are many cons, they need to be...
I need to roll twice.
Yeah.
Take the lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the first one is... Ooh. Oh, that sucks so bad, right? Because that first one is a 20 and a 3. So there's no way I'm going to roll another 20. A 19. 5 and a 5. No, it was 5 and a 5. And then the next one is a 17 and a 1. And then a 15 and a 4. So the 15 and a 4.
All right, 15 and a 4. Roll d10 for damage.
They probably don't sound like cows. I don't know why I did that. That was terrible. An 8.
An 8. All right. I'm going to say the one pin out of the smart car just struggled his way out of the smart car and then was hit by a flying rhino.
So he's with the horn first. Horn first.
And oh he God. Is down to 2 HP. And... the worst day of any velociraptor robot on record.
Oh my gosh.
What about the rhino? Poor rhino.
He's fine.
He's a rhino. All right. That is Flyer's turn. Now we're on Alice. Alice, what would you like to do? There is one healthy velociraptor advancing towards you. And there was
one on me.
Yeah, he was. He tried to get you. He missed. There are confused police advancing behind you. Not antagonistic, but confused, and trying to walk through your moving labyrinth of cars. And okay. What do you do?
So I'm going to drive up the back of this velociraptor that tried to attack me. And
he's about the same size as you. You're both mini-cons.
Oh, we're both mini-cons. Okay. Right. Ooh, if we're both mini-cons, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drive myself... or run myself through my little labyrinth, and then I'm going to have you guys ever seen, you know, on every TV show where people trick dogs into cars? Okay, I'm basically going to run a version of that. So I'm going to run myself through, and then I'm going to fake left, fake right, and force him to ram himself in and get stuck inside the window of a car. And I'll hack the guy's insurance later to make sure he gets paid well.
All right. So basically we're doing this is a deception move. You're trying to manipulate him into doing what you want him to do, right?
Uh-huh.
What core attribute should we be testing for this, do you think?
I'd say intellect personally, but
I'd say dex because I have to be fast.
Oh, actually, well,
fake left and right.
You are faking, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so let's do dexterity. And okay.
And I'm basing it off the fact that I do have an ability called double attack. So I'm basically, you know, So dexterity. Okay. That is a 16 plus 3, so 19, and a 2 on the d6.
Okay. I'm going to say do a 1d4. We'll say he took some damage from attacking the car, and now he's got to struggle free from the car for next turn.
Awesome.
So what
was 3 damage. Damage?
3 damage, so he's down to 13. And the police will be talking to you or something next turn.
And on comms, don't worry, guys. I got it. There.
That can be a conversation for next turn. Because now, Wheeljack is dealing with Tombstone.
Okay. We'll take another hit. Oh, crap. Not if I drop the dice, I won't. Damnation and Hellfire. Where did that go? Okay. No. Second D20 to the roll. Okay. It's a 9, so that's a miss.
Okay. Are you out of luck points?
I have 1 luck point left, and I will take it for a 19 and a 5 on a 6. That's okay. That is a hit. And damage-wise, though, it's only 3 damage.
How are you damaging him? Are you shooting?
I'm going to hitting with the plasma sword thing I have, yes.
Then add two.
Yep, that's it. Yeah, that's right. It's three damage. So
so 1 plus 2? Okay.
Yeah.
He's down from 18 to 15. And he grimaces as your blades bite into him. He says some kind of appropriate catchphrase saying for a tombstone themed transformer, like, anyone got a good idea besides why I'm going to put you in the ground?
I dig it.
All right. There you go. And now it's the bad guy's turn. So who is still standing on the bad guy's side right now? Let's take a look. We have
two velociraptors that I'm playing with in the parking lot.
Yeah, there's the guy under the rhino who's spending this turn getting out from under the rhino. There's the rhino who's still angry and struggling to his feet. So the angry rhino is now in the parking lot surrounded by a maze of loud, noisy cars. Things are going to get real interesting there real soon. And there's one Velociraptor who's close to full hit points. He transforms to get his way out of the car window, goes into bot mode, pulls his blaster, and shoots at Nitro Strike. However, Nitro Strike, you are a Minicon, just like him, mm-hmm. which means you have the hard target feat or
yep.
advantage or ability. Advantage.
Ability,
so
yep.
I got to roll D20 twice and see if one of them, the lower one, is going to... your evade is 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, we got real lucky. My lowest roll was a 15.
Oh, okay. Cool. I also generate an ion shield, so they do a neg 1 damage to me.
Okay. I rolled a 1 on the D6.
Awesome. So I do take nothing. Beep! Off my ion shield.
Let me see what his damage would be. As a... other document. Sorry.
I'm guessing it's not going to have much of in the way of mod if he's a mini like me.
His attack damage is 4. So you've got a shield. I'll take off 1. So he's doing 3 damage.
Awesome. I'll take it.
Okay, cool. You got your shield up. So yeah, okay, cool.
Just a flesh wound. I'm still good.
Okay. So that is that. Now the cops are coming up and looking at you in a perplexed manner. And one of them was trying to get the courage to talk. A few of them are drawing their weapons.
Take cover, officers!
Okay. Can you give me a charisma check at a difficulty of 15? To see sure. if they trust you?
Sure. Wow! I was like, I suck at this. I rolled a 19 on the die, so 17 is what I got.
You have a strange way that convinces these cops you're on their side. So they reholster their weapons and they're going to try to start talking to you next turn.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. Wait. Yeah, the other one's struggling to his feet. So that's out there.
Wheeljack next, right?
Wheeljack. Did you take your turn already, Flyer?
Yeah, because Alice is after me. I threw that's the rhino.
Right. You threw the rhino. That's right. This is the bad guy's turn, which is why they're doing things like shooting and why the cops are talking to her. So now it's Tombstone, who is coming after Aid Wheeljack for a grapple attack. So that's going to be strength rolling against your 12 on the evade, right?
12, sorry. Yeah.
No worries. He's got a plus 1 on strength, so not much to worry about there. D20 plus 1. Burns a luck point to reroll because I'm sick of rolling 1s on attack. And he got he rolled a 14 and a 6.
Okay.
So he is going to get a good punch in. Well, we said he was grappling, right? So he comes in and slams you, and he gets you in a hold. So you're going to have to spend next turn doing a strength attack to get away from him.
Anything else luck can do for Aid in this kind of situation?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm all out of luck.
Don't worry about your luck. I've got plenty of luck to give around. And I have a special ability that says I can give teammates my luck. So I'm just wondering if I can spend my luck to make sure you're in a better position.
You can...
Maybe when he's trying to break out.
Yeah, you can give him luck if he needs to do a reroll because he's out of luck points. Okay. And you will take 6 damage from that slam.
Okay,
correct. You've got 4 armor points, so that's 2 damage.
Correct.
So where are you at?
So I'm on 18.
18. All right, cool. And let's see. Polar bear
to try and get in the snake enclosure. The door's starting to get loose.
We covered all the other NPCs, so now it's back to Walt, a.k.a. Flair.
All right, so where's the rhino?
Angry in the parking lot, and
but the police have him corralled?
No, he's not under control at all. No, he's wandering around. He just stood up. He was on his back last time. Now he's on his feet, and now he's looking angry and, you know, pawing the ground like he's going to charge at some cars here in a second.
All right. I think now that I'm in robot mode, I'm going to do we have any chains, like for the gates or anything like that?
Well, you happen to be friends with a guy called Mega Hitch, who's a tow truck, and he happens to have some spare chains in his back he might use to, say, fasten a larger vehicle.
I think Mega Hitch should be in charge of the rhino, getting him back into an enclosure. Because there's so many jokes for that.
Mega Hitch decides to help you out with that. He's
awesome. And we have Tombstone left.
Tombstone and one Velocibot. Actually, 3 Velocibots, but one's at 2 HP. So,
As I'm walking up, I think I'm going to lay down some blaster fire on Tombstone, mm-hmm. and you know, start like, "What are you doing here? Answer me now!" kind of deal.
All right, his evade score is 12. So make a dexterity roll, difficulty of 12. Including any dex bonus you got.
This is the worst ever. I just want you to know this. What's okay. That? We have a 20 and a 1.
So, right, so you succeed, but there's some aspect of failure in that massive success. So what would that be?
Well, you could either have an exploding gun or a gun, or your gun stops working. That's what.
Yeah, let's say after the hit it jams. Gonna have to spend my next action to unjam it or switch weapons.
All right, sounds like a plan. Roll for damage.
1d10. A 7.
All right, he's down to 8. He is wincing. He felt that. Okay, Alice, it is your turn now.
Okay. Well, I'm now the police officers are in danger, so I have to try and make sure that I protect them.
You're so nice.
Yeah, I know, right? I am. So I am going to make sure I interpose myself between myself and them. Oh, wait, I have a question. I'm supposed to take armor points off my damage before I take damage, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I took 0 then. I have armor points of 3, and I take a -1 damage from my generated ion shield.
Yes.
So okay, so I took 0, not 4. Not 3. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. So I am going to interpose myself between me and between the officers and the bad guys. And at this point, I guess I'm going to have to take my little blaster and start trying to shoot them to try and redirect, you know, while I'm like trying to keep the maze going and all, I'm going to try and take out one of them. At this point, okay. I have to stop playing with them.
All right,
people are in danger.
There's one that was hit by both a smart car and a rhino.
Okay.
He's in worse shape, and the one who's closest to you in bot form with his weapon drawn is doing pretty well.
13 and 6.
Okay, well, their evade is 10, so which one do you want to hit?
I will hit the one that's already damaged, because I want to try and take one down to limit my exposure.
Yep. After being hit by a rhino, a smart car, he is now mercilessly, unceremoniously taken out by Metro Strike. Okay. So. So he is down.
Beep beep.
So
I start playing Shot Through the Heart. On my radio.
Nice. All right. So it's Wheeljack.
Okay. So I need to free myself from the hold. So strength check. Would that sound right?
I think it's an opposed strength check, right?
That's okay.
All right. So I'll roll D20. You roll D20. We see who's got higher.
Okay, so my strength is 1. I got a 16, so that'll be 17 total.
I got a 5.
Okay, so I am free.
You managed to break free. Now you can move or attack.
Get him, Jack.
I will basically move, get myself free, and then kind of like power bomb him into the ground as I do so.
Yes, okay. Wheeljack, get him, Wheeljack.
So a 12 for the attack.
Okay, well, that's lucky for you because his evade is actually 12, so you hit it.
Okay. Okay, then damage would be a 3.
A 3 is okay. He's got 4 armor points, so you kind of just scratch him.
Okay.
And all right, there we go. And at this point, the Chaos Lords look around and say, "Let's cheese it." And you realize that Chaos Lords have this incongruous ability that even though their vehicle modes are not airplanes, aircraft, they can still fly. So Tombstone and the one remaining Velociraptor bot both fly away, leaving you guys to explain yourselves to the police. And that is the end of today's beat 'em up session. What do you guys think?
Yes!
Yes, that was fun. And I'm going to turn into a mini coupe and blend in with the car maze and start sounding alarms and stuff so they can't figure out which one to ask. They'll start having to talk to all the different cars.
Meanwhile, Mega Hitch is trying to wrestle a rhino back into his enclosure.
I'm sure we can help. Sounds like a great epilogue. Can we take one of the raptor heads and throw it in the Mini Cooper so she can hack it? Find out what they were doing here?
Yes. Take it home, put it in, and
yeah, plug it in.
Plug it in.
You know?
I don't. I would be more comfortable if we didn't actually kill the bad guy, and maybe we just fight
him. I didn't kill him. I'm not killing him. I'm just borrowing his body part.
Don't say that.
What's going on there? That's to be taken out of context.
Oh, come on, they're machines. Borrowing a body part from the machine. Okay, I'm sorry.
What
I just need to
do with the rest of the body?
I take it with me too. I'll put it back together later.
Just so I'm clear, you separate his head from his body, but put them both on top of your Mini Cooper, and while they're separated, and drive back to Valor Knight's clubhouse.
Yes.
Okay, you can do that, yes.
Okay, and maybe we'll put some Pokemon stickers on the body.
Oh, God.
Hello Kitty would be more fun, but okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
I thought about Hello Kitty, but we need to hit the same theme since we established Pokemon earlier.
That was fun, Mike. That's right. It's a fun little game, and if like people are looking to actually get this, like the book, it's thick. Like this is really heavy, glossy cardstock. Mm-hmm. It's a quick read.
Big font and only about 50 pages. I just didn't have time to get through.
Well, it's 30 pages.
30 pages. Sorry, yeah. I hadn't had the time to get through it earlier. So.
It's a fun little book. The interior is black and white, but I mean, like I said, the cardstock on this. I mean, if you threw this at somebody, you could be charged with assault. It's pretty cool.
Have we looked at the book?
The art's pretty nice as well. Art is pretty nice artwork.
Have we showed people the book already?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then I think we should probably call it a podcast so I can get back to that thing I always get back to.
The Chaos Lords.
Before we close out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Do it.
I'm trying. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Is that enough? That's probably enough, right?
That's probably enough. That's enough.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, folks, thanks for tuning to the BAMP podcast to our first in a series of lunchtime beat 'em ups, aka another way people are staying sane during the quarantine. And maybe we'll have a sequel episode of Valor Knight sometime. So thanks to Bloat Games for making a great game. And we'll see you next time on the BAMP podcast.
Bye, everyone. Oh,